The Department for Aging and Independent Living provides services to about 5,000 Vermonters with disabilities each year. But critics say the budget proposal from the Shumlin administration will not keep pace with the growing need. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Vermonters with disabilities are speaking out.
My name is Josiah Stevens, and I live in St. Jay.
That's Josiah Stevens, and this is only practice.
Receive developmental services. And they're very important to me because I have a job.
The real test will come later, when Stevens urges his local representative to reject what advocates say is a $2 million cut to services for people with developmental disabilities. In this mock interview, conducted with a fellow member of a group called Green Mountain Self-Advocates, Stevens talks about his care provider, whose wages are paid by the Department for Aging and Independent Living.
And he's helped me out a lot, and he really cares. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Wednesday was Disability Awareness Day in the State House. About 200 Vermonters with disabilities and their allies convened in Montpelier to urge against proposed cuts to government programs. Max Barrows is the tall, well-dressed 28-year-old overseeing the mock interviews. Stevens and dozens of other men and women with disabilities are in a first-floor conference room practicing their lines. And it's a staging ground of sorts for the lobbying effort they'll set out on later in the day. Barrows has been working the halls of this building for 7 years when he was first hired as outreach director for Green Mountain Self-Advocates. Since then, he's helped the 600-plus members of this organization devise communication strategies to make sure legislators hear their voice.
It's one thing to hear somebody that, you know, speaks for them but may not be somebody who's actually experiencing the impact of budget cuts. We feel more effective when the person who's actually going to be impacted by the cuts in the budget to speak.
Of chief concern is the nearly $2 million reduction to a pot of money at the Department for Aging and Independent Living, known as DALE. Sarah Launderville, executive director of the Vermont Center for Independent Living, told a crowd of supporters that the cuts at DALE and elsewhere in the budget won't be without consequence.
These cuts will impact the lives of individuals who have disabilities.
Susan Wary, commissioner of DALE, says it's true that the governor's proposed budget includes a $2 million reduction to one component of the department's budget. She prefers the term savings target. But she says the budget also includes a $9 million increase to cover the cost of new people seeking services.
I think of it as a net increase in my budget, for which I'm very grateful in a tough fiscal year.
State revenues are increasing at about 3% annually, but Wary says budget demands at DALE are growing by 4-6% per year. She says that means Vermont will have to find new ways to deliver better service at less cost to taxpayers. Self-advocates offer a different approach: raise more money. The House Committee on Appropriations is expected to finalize its fiscal year 2016 budget by the end of March. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.